This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
We're always interested to hear about blind people who are doing it for themselves, who have started their own businesses and supporting other blind and partially sighted people to live our best lives. And somebody who is doing that in spades is Ajmal Ahmed. And Aj joins us now. Welcome into RNIB Connect Radio, Aj. Before we talk about your business, AAT Solutions, just give us a bit of a sense of your background. You've been working in the assistive technology industry now, I think, for about 15 years, is it?
Yeah, that's right, Dave. I worked for a company, Dolphin Computer Access, where I started out as a tester and then moved on into technical support, sort of dealing with customers with tech issues. And that led on to sort of training clients, training people on Supernova, training the trainers, and then into a products manager role. And then from there, I moved on to a sight loss charity in Worcester as a technology coordinator. And again, doing very similar sort of things, training people on hardware devices, software devices, advising them on sort of different technology that could best suit their needs.
So you've worked in the commercial sector, you've worked in the charity sector. And for you personally, obviously, you use quite a range of assistive technology yourself to get the job done.
Yeah, and that's why I'm really passionate about it, because I use it day in, day out, and I have done for, you know, the last sort of 20, 30 years in some form or another. And without it, it just makes things a lot more difficult and challenging. And I just know how much I get out of it and what I can do now using technology that I couldn't do, you know, all those years ago. So giving other people those tools so they can also, you know, do similar things, whether it's help them navigate around using bus apps or whatever it is, you know, I just want to pass that knowledge on, really.
And do you think there's a difference for us as blind people when we learn from each other?
Yeah, 100%. Because sort of we've been there, we've went through the sort of difficulties, the frustrations of things not working as you expect. Also, just understanding what obstacles could come in your way, little tips and tricks of, okay, well, I know this website doesn't quite read here, but what I do is I will then turn on your JAWS case and I'll do this or tab a couple of times. And even though it says, you know, it doesn't read quite right, so you can just give them little tips because you've done it and you've been there. So, you know, I actually think that's, you know, really essential. And you know, not to put others down, but sometimes I think it can't really be replicated by someone who doesn't use it day in, day out.
Not really technology, but just in terms of developing a mindset and resilience. You were a Paralympian. You represented Team GB in a number of competitions. Do you think that experience informs your... I mean, mindset seems to be the best term, but how does that help when you're working with a client?
I mean, I was captain, so I was, you know, the leader of the group. I was responsible for making sure everyone was okay, putting an arm around someone when they needed it, motivating them, you know, trying to convey messages that maybe the coach couldn't, or you know, that sort of thing. So I think those skills are definitely transferable, and I do use that because people are very individual and learn at different paces, and it's about finding out what learning style will suit them the best, you know, and then applying that for them.
All this professional and personal experience and your sporting experience, you have channeled that into your business, AAT Solutions, that offers a range of training and support options for blind and partially sighted people at home, in the workplace, in education. Just tell us a bit about the business, Aj, and the services you provide.
Yeah, so predominantly I provide, you know, software training. So that could be using screen readers like JAWS NVDA or screen magnifiers. And that can be for people who are just getting started out. So they've never used a computer before. They've never used any sort of assistive technology before. So we'd start from the basics. Again, it could be people who have used a computer and have just lost their sight, so now need to be introduced to a screen reader or a screen magnifier. it also incorporates not just learning your assistive technology, but how to use it in particular applications that they want to use. So it could be someone in employment who is working with spreadsheets on a daily basis. And again, that's where the sort of lived experience comes in. I can teach them how, you know, spreadsheets are laid out, especially if someone's never seen a spreadsheet or doesn't understand the concept. For me, I found that quite key is when I'm learning something, I like to know how it's laid out visually so I can get that sort of mental image in my mind. And then there'd be certain things, for example, with Excel, where I know, well, it doesn't work quite well with these buttons, but I can do a little workaround. It's those little nuggets of information of workarounds in certain applications, how to find information quickly on the web, that, you know, I think is a, you know, really important and very valuable.
So you're not just teaching keystrokes, you're actually teaching the concepts. Just talk us through what happens when somebody contacts you.
Yeah, so when someone contacts me, we'll have an initial consultation, normally about 30 minutes, and it's really just to find out, you know, what they require. So where they're at now, where they want to get to, what it is that, you know, what apps or what, you know, what tasks they would like to achieve. And from there, we'll create a tailored package which would be unique to them, and, you know, book in sessions, whether that's a couple of sessions or, you know, ongoing sessions, 4 or 5 sessions. You know, and my motto is I like to do as little sessions as possible because I don't want people keep coming back, because then ultimately I haven't done my job. So ultimately I want someone who's worked with me that effectively I don't really hear from them again. Well, certainly for not that problem, because I've given the tools to, you know, tackle all the problems. So even if I'm teaching someone Excel or whether navigating on the web, those skills I want them to transfer to other areas. So if they then, you know, come across a new app or a new task, the skills that I've taught them, they can apply it to. And when that happens, that's when I know that, you know, I've really done my job.
And obviously the wider opportunity here is enabling blind and partially sighted people to become more independent, perhaps stay in a job or succeed on a course. How do customers get in contact with you, Aj?
Yeah, so they can email, which would be info@aatsolutions.uk, or they can contact me via the telephone number, which is 07572 990597, and there's also a contact form on the website should they choose to do that as well.
Okay, just give us those contact details one more time.
Yep, info@aatsolutions.uk. You can contact me via the website contact page and fill in the web form, or you can call 07572 990597.
Aj Ahmed, former Paralympian and assistive technology expert from AAT Solutions. Thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Dave.